AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says Iran will not get a nuclear weapon on his watch. He tells the New York Times that the framework deal worked out with Tehran is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our Jackie Quinn's in Washington, where the president says the U.S. has Israel's back in this deal.
President Obama says he is absolutely committed to making sure Israel maintains its qualitative military edge and makes clear that if Israel were to be attacked, the U.S. would stand by them. The president expressed concern about how the talks have strained U.S.-Israeli relations and says there has to be the ability for him to disagree with the policy without being viewed as anti-Israel.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says this is a bad deal, but it's the best one President Obama could get.
Obama is a flawed negotiator. His foreign policy has failed on multiple fronts. Nobody in the region trusts him. The Iranians do not fear or respect him. So he'll never be able to get the best deal.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. One of the gunmen who killed 148 people at a university in Kenya last week was the son of a Kenyan official. We are also learning this morning that police waited 7 hours before sending in a special tactical unit to fight the gunman. Rolling Stone is apologizing but will not fire anyone over that discredited story about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. The magazine's retracted the story now. It also asked the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism to review it. And that report cites flaws not only in reporting but in editing and fact-checking. A man accused of killing 3 North Carolina college students is scheduled to appear in court for a hearing today to determine whether he could face the death penalty if he's convicted. This is AP Radio News. It's tax time, and this year there's something new in the mix. President Obama's health care law. Our Ed Donahue is in Washington.
The law offers tax credits for people without job-connected health insurance so they can buy private coverage. It's tied to income, so taxpayers must accurately estimate how much they are going to make for the coming year. If you guess on the low side, there is more help now with premiums, but you owe more later at tax time. If you guess on the high side, the refund checks should be bigger. The Treasury Department says the average refund is large enough to offset any repayment in most cases. Initial reports suggest a fairly even split between tax return winners and losers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The NCAA men's title game is tonight, Duke against Wisconsin. The women play tomorrow. UConn will face Notre Dame in a rematch of last season's championship game. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.